Get down tonight. All right. Boston and smoking. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Hey, good afternoon. 2 o'clock, 2:02 to be exact, right now, 2:02. My name's Bob Angel. I'm filling in for Jamie. He has a show called We're Having Fun. And so let's do that, shall we? I've got Hilton Park coming in, hopefully, pretty soon. I seem to have lost communication with them for the last couple of minutes. We were doing fine for a while, and they disappeared. But I have a feeling we'll be all right. About 15 minutes from now, hopefully we'll be all connected up, and we'll hear about Hilton Park and what they're up to. They have a brand new CD out, and we'll talk about that. In the meantime, smoking, I kind of like that theme. You know, this being election weekend, we have this ballot question. Wonder how I'm going to vote on that. I'm not sure. Here's Peter Tosh. Legalize it.
Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise it. Some call.
Legalize it. And don't criticize it. get high. So high. I wanna get high. So high. I wanna get high. So high. One draw.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing. That'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on me in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on me in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging around. My woman said, hey Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working, Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. If you steal your woman, then you rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he come freezing through town. Up in bed with old Panama Red.
Panama Red.
Everybody's looking out for him, 'cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to and sing, tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red.
Panama Red, Panama Red.
He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head.
Panama Red, Panama Red.
On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing through town. Bet your up in bed with old Panama Red, Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That's Neil Young from American Stars and Bars. And Homegrown. Before that, we heard the new Riders of the Purple Sage, Panama Red. Roll me up and smoke me when I till I roll me up and smoke me when I die. Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, Kris Kristofferson was in there. And there's one other guy in there. Great song. We put out last year. The album was called Superman. Rita Marley, One Draw, and Legalize It from Peter Tosh. I think we had a theme going right there. But, you know, don't tell anybody. And if you vote yes on question four, you won't upset me in the slightest. In the meantime, it is 20 minutes after 2 o'clock, and I'm Bob Angel in for Jamie. And I have a guest here that I am hoping is going to be ringing in as soon as I talk. Can you hear me now, guys?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm so relieved. I can't tell you. Hilton Park is who we're talking to. Bruce Hilton? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're in charge of the show. Are you the boss man? Well, you have your son, Connor.
Hello.
Which I can't even imagine on the road, but, you know, more power to you. And Greg, I hope I'm pronouncing, I have Paneer. Is that how you pronounce it?
Hey, you did it. That's one in a row.
Beautiful. Are you in Berwick, Maine?
Yep, we sure are.
I'm batting 1,000.
Man,
I'm so happy.
Just answer all the questions. We'll sit back and listen.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had my bases covered here.
Okay.
And all summer long, I'm looking on Facebook, and there you guys are live from all over the place. What have you been up to?
We've been pretty busy. We've been touring all over the Northeast, playing for anybody that'll listen. We just released this new CD in August, and it's going really well. We've had a radio campaign, and it wound up in your hands, as well as like 50 or so other stations across the country. So
awesome!
Pretty exciting.
I was, you know, and you seemed to be stunned when I called you and said I have your album here, and I had nothing to do with putting it in here. You know, we've known each other for quite a while,
yep. And
so it would make sense that I did. But no, this found its own way without my help at all. So somebody likes you.
Yeah, it's all good.
So tell me about how long has it been since you've made a record, and what brought this one about? I mean, this is the first Hilton Park record, isn't it? Or is it not?
Third. Yeah.
Well, I got some catching up to do.
You certainly do. Yes. No, this band's been together since, 2013.
Right.
2013. And you know, we started off as just sort of a fun thing for Connor and I to do. We kind of discovered by accident that our voices sounded really good together. When I had Connor help me out in the studio on a song, and we decided to put a few songs together and see what had happened. And we brought Greg in to play some piano, and he did that on the one song we wanted, and then on every song that we had, and also added a third vocal harmony, and then we all of a sudden we had something really special going, we thought. So you know, we've been putting it out there ever since, and a lot of wonderful things have happened just quite by accident.
I follow you on Facebook for sure. You know, and I see you just playing all over the place. You were all up and down the East Coast, weren't you?
More in the Northeast. You know, we went as far south as Washington.
Washington, you couldn't make it down a little further to South Carolina, to like Charleston area? I'm surprised you didn't mosey a little bit further down, for we have a friend down there as well.
Yeah, we do. No, that way, not yet. I mean, there's a possibility.
I think he should put you up and get you a gig down there.
He's offered.
We need a more economical van is what we need.
Yeah.
Why? What kind of van you pulling? Like a 75?
An 83 Dodge conversion van.
And it's not
a 318 in it, so you know it's not, you know.
And right now it's pee and gasoline all over the road. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
so you're barely legal.
Yeah.
You know, you could convert it to, vegetable oil, and it can travel that way.
Huh. Yeah, okay, sure.
You smell like French fries going down the road. Because, I have a friend who has a mixing bus that runs on oil, vegetable oil. And it does. It literally smells like French fries. He goes all over the place in this huge green bus. It's he mixes bands all over the place for radio broadcasts and stuff. And it's a pretty cool thing. Anyway, so let's get a song out of you here. Let's talk about this Mayfly moment. How'd that song come about? And who's on this? You have extra musicians on this, like Les Harris Jr.
Yes, Les played some drums for us. We thought this is the first Hilton Park song to have drums on it. It's pretty much a folky arrangement, most of the stuff we do, but we decided to put a rhythm section on here and have a really great drummer, so we brought Les in. And this is Mayfly Moments, just a song about how the relationships that sometimes only last a very short time can sometimes be just as meaningful and important in your life as the ones that last for years and years, you know. And we conveyed that through the life of a mayfly. But I picture this song as having kind of a gospel feel to it. Instead of having Greg play piano, which he normally plays, he actually played an electric piano, did like a Rhodes electric piano thing, which worked out perfectly. And there's a really cool video for this on our website too, which is HiltonParkBand.com. So right on the front page, you can see the video for this. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent. HiltonParkBand.com. So everybody go there if you want more information. But let's hear the song right now. Mayfly Moments. The album is called Moments. 91.5 WMFO. And I love it. Everything going wrong. There it goes.
Story. His, hers, and the truth. There are two fates before love's glory. The certainty of failure and the proof. But there's one love. When the rapture finds you. were three simple words misspoken. If there's one thing we're sure of, even Mayflies know true love, brief but deep as the ocean.
Hilton Park, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and the album is Moments. Hilton Park joining us live via Skype from Berwick, Maine. How's it going up there? How's things going in Berwick?
In the sprawling metropolis of Berwick?
Yeah.
Great.
Both lights are working.
Yeah, both street lights are working. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
In the daytime even.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can't afford a switch.
Okay.
Very small town. We had to kill a guy last week just to get a cemetery.
All right. The jokes keep coming. Great song, by the way. Mayfly Moments. Yeah, I love it. And it's been getting some play. So,
good.
You know, people are liking it, which is not a bad, thing.
Not at all. No, we're looking forward to doing some shows down that way for sure, and hopefully some of those people will come out and see us.
Yeah, have you been playing lately? I mean, you did the whole summertime thing, but have you been on the road yet?
We got a little downtime now. We're doing a couple of shows over the next couple of months, but we're going to be back in the area in February at the Dedham Square Coffee House for sure. So that's a great venue.
Dedham Square Coffee House, good. It's in the area. Very good.
Yeah, great place in Dedham to go see a band like us, you know.
Yeah, a couple of pops, some nice tunage.
Yep. Now,
okay, so we know Greg plays keyboards and Bruce, you're on guitar, and you play a dobro, really? Did you hear me?
We're talking dropped call here.
Oh no! Please don't do that. I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
A little better. It's fuzzy.
Okay. Weird. All right. But anyway, Connor. What does he add to this mix? Guitar. What else?
He attracts the girls.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in charge. He's in charge of the after show entertainment.
Yeah, and then he picks up the mandolin and drives them away. See, so it's gonna. Yeah.
All right. Tell me about what we're gonna hear next before we get into trouble.
Okay. The next song is Stupid Game, and it's a song I've had for years and years and years. I've kind of had it in my back pocket. I've tried to arrange it with a lot of different bands, and I could never find an arrangement that would work. But now, with Hilton Park being all acoustic and stripped down, we found the perfect vehicle for this tune. And on this song, Connor actually is playing a mountain dulcimer.
Mm-hmm.
Which
explain what that is, because I know I've heard it before, but I can't place it.
It's a three-string instrument. Actually, it's five strings, but it's two courses and then a single. But it's like a three-string instrument that you lay on your lap, and it's shaped like an hourglass, most of them. And it's the sort of thing that was kind of popular with the folkies back in the 60s and 70s, I think.
Fifties and sixties.
You know, so you know. Connor's making the dulcimer cool once again.
Yeah, three strings. I think I could handle three strings, you'd think.
Yeah, oh yeah. Piece of cake.
All right, let's hear it. This is Stupid Game, Hilton Park, 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. myself, I've got my alibi. I've seen too many bridges fall into rivers of pain. So won't you please humor me and be my stupid, be my stupid game. Be my stupid game. Places where my hands touch the sky. I've hit the ground so hard without knowing why. I may have a broken heart, but I'll keep it just the same.
WMFO and Stupid Game, Hilton Park. And I heard a drum in there.
Yes, there is a kick drum in there, yes.
A fake one, but yeah.
Oh, it's a machine kick drum?
Sort of.
Oh. I'm stunned that a folky band like you would use an electronic drum.
We have this really, really cool thing that, believe it or not, is called a logarithm. It's just a chunk of wood with a transducer in it, and you just whack it with your foot, and it sounds like a kick drum.
Wow. I've got to see that sometime. So yeah. I might have to come see you play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to carry around than a kick drum.
Yeah, I guess so. And a drummer.
It's called a logarithm. I mean, come on. Seriously.
I know.
That's fun.
Who played the logarithm?
Connor plays the logarithm.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Connor is just doing everything here. Andy gets you the after show entertainment. Anyway, how people want to buy this? I mean, I have the physical CD here. Is it just a CD, or can it get it? Downloading, or what's the story with that?
It's on iTunes as well. If they wanted to download it, also if they really like that last song, "Stupid Game," and would like a free copy of it, you can go to our sister website, which is HiltonParkMusic.com, and that allows you to sign up on our newsletter, and as a thank you, you get 2 free downloads sent right to your inbox.
Ooh.
And Stupid Game is one of those 2 downloads.
Awesome. I'm going to do that as soon as I get home. So you have 2 websites. You got HiltonParkBand.com and HiltonParkMusic.com, correct?
Correct. Yep. Oh,
that sounds great to me. I've known Bruce for a long time. You started out that I first knew you from a band called The Cause.
Yep.
Rocked out the Seacoast, New Hampshire area.
Right.
And you
still
play
wearing the same spandex, by the way.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but that was something to behold. And you Jason Ringenberg, you still hanging out with Jason?
Oh, yeah. We talk on the phone once in a while and keep in touch. We're talking about maybe having him come up again this summer.
Awesome.
And do a show or two with us. That'd be a lot of fun.
Now, because he does a lot of children's music.
Yeah, that's kind of a... it started as a sidebar for him, but it's become almost the more predominant, part of his career right now.
Yeah. But I love him from Jason and the Scorchers days. I can't get enough of that. And in fact, I'm going to play some Jason and the Scorchers right now.
Awesome.
How about some Golden Ball and Chain?
Now we're talking.
Going back to Still Standing, 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, think it's for the best, you know. Because they got nothing on me. Not a thing.
You ain't got nothing on me.
I was in between. Yeah. It's something unforeseen.
From an album called Cross-Eyed Heart, Keith Richards. You got nothing on me. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Also, before that, it was Jason and the Scorchers, Golden Ball and Chains, their still standing album. That, and they were really, they were huge in the South, I think, more than anywhere else. They had a nice cultish following up around here, but a great band. It's you know, Perry Baggs, their drummer, passed away a couple of years ago. I'm really sad that we lost him. And Warner Hodges, great guitarist, he's still going strong. I think he's still playing with Jason Ringenberg as well. Good band to check out if you're not familiar with them. Jason and the Scorchers. Stand by, we've got Jackson Brown coming up.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get yourself a little doggy. That's what I want, a little doggy. 2:49, 11 minutes before 3 o'clock, Bob in for Jamie. And we are having fun. That's what the show's called. And let's keep doing that, shall we? This is going back to the Looking East album. It's Jackson Brown. The song is called Some Bridges. 91.5 WMFO.
Trouble in their eyes, trouble in their eyes.
their future, trouble in their lives.
Some bridges are falling down, some bridges are still around.
Yeah. Where he comes from, ask the cup that fills with red. Ask me how grace.